be in Matthew's good graces. Ba'atereishim amolav shat smuso sechol mufshet. So they consider Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the picture of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is pure abstract intelligence. B'chol sechol hu sheyedei adava benafsho kmo shchutz nafsho. And seichel is something where your perception of a thing matches reality. Vim Kaney says, Yehu Yisbarach Nisvach Hashem Shulul Menu. We are all Kodem Le'ilah. So let's give a mashal to what he's saying. A photograph owes its metzias to something that preceded the photograph. You're photographing something. If your atzmius is your mind, and your mind is seeing something that perceives things, understands things, grasps things, so really the mind becomes a mind only with the grasping of the thing. And in a certain sense, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is understood in terms of being intelligence, the ultimate, he is the intelligence with a capital I, then really you're defining him in a way that requires what to understand in order to exist. And then they say that the thing that's grasping and the one that's grasping, the thing that's being grasped, is one and the same. So it's almost saying that what is grasping and himself are one and the same. They said it's absolute nonsense. Seichel is a tool, and it's a specific tool which already makes it impossible to apply to Hashbaruch Hu. Once you describe my Kaddish Baruch Hu as the Seichel, then I've defined him. So anytime, if we'll try and say God is the ultimate intelligence with a capital I, the ultimate heart with a capital H, all of those things, you automatically are boxing him in. He said, okay, and let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, just like me. If I manufacture a car, and I'm the one who invented a manufactured car, so I know anything about the car, but that's, I only know what the car looked like when it left the company. What you did with the car, I'm no mumch on that. Lefikach sachlo emesh atzmus esecho. Avru yisbar letuch olam adav yuchon. So he says the very approach of taking terminology like that and applying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is puzzle. He said it's anything by translating God into any other entity. What I've basically done is taken away. I boxed it. That's not good. Ubeshvil ze akusha shehik sheikh ischaim nasech poshe get sim. He said. And they said the question that they had, how could pure intelligence produce something physical? They've trapped themselves by calling God ultimate intelligence. The question is, how did intelligence produce a thing? But if we'll say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, then the world has existence. In other words, an existence, the truth is, it's very hard to box in. All it means is, it is. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate is, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes from it. Even though the Nevroim are physical entities, and they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So he says, the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure existence, anything that exists comes from that and is part and parcel of that. So he says, basically, all we can say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, and that which is said to exist is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have any way to further define that existence, and therefore it's the honest truth. And we also avoid all the problems. You know, if we call X, X, and we say X is a definite entity, but we don't know any about other properties, at least we're right. It may be frustrating, but that's the reality.
So far, the way I understand this, though, is that this is really a hamshah of his core argument that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kadosh and Nivdal from everything and any gather.
Correct. Except the only thing that he's trying hard to avoid and is not to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu into some unreal figment of imagination. Sort of, you know, yes, of course God exists, but it's not anything, you know, it's the God idea. You know, there are ways to relegate him to philosophic oblivion by making it abstract enough. That's what the Rambam says in Mornavuchim. That's why the Torah does use physical terms to understand it's real, it's there. And I guess the point at which we need to grasp that there is Hashem, there's a world, and so on, is existence. Things are. And things need to come from somewhere, and they need to be shorish. The shorish of being is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's so we have some definite nekuda, but you know that's as far as we can get. So he says, okay. So now he is like his creatures in the sense they exist and he exists. So we have a commonness with God. That's not a problem either. So he's making a point here, which is, I think, very close to what the Rambam says. And I think the Rambam means this. The only difference, I guess the Maharal is trying to narrow down the difference between Hashem and the world to Borei and Nivra. Anything else is similar. In other words, we're trying to avoid, on one hand, the problem of something creating something dissimilar. On the other hand, to try to give a sense of what's Shorish and what's Mocher and so on and so forth. So he says the Shoresh and the Makar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence, and he lends existence and he dows existence to the world. So in one sense we exist, but when you tally up existing because of something or existing without a cause, then existing with a cause doesn't count. In other words, am I independent or not? So the people that I balabatava over, my children, let's say, my customers, well, our customers might be on a bus, but my underlings and so on, I am independent and I make the decisions. That's because I'm the manager hired by the president. So clearly the president, I'm not independent because the source, the fount of my powers are from there. So in the world of existence, we exist, and that is a property similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. On the other hand, we exist only because of his existence, by extension of existence, by and therefore we our existence is not as real as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence. So we're able to have both parts play out satisfactorily. That's what he's saying over here. And that's what God's name is, Havaya, and so on. And so he says, "V'ula yoimru im einatz muso seichel v'geshach asal lemelo pinkei ma'isba." So they'll come back and say, "Okay, he's not physical. That's obvious. You're not allowing me to say that he is intelligence." Just 1 second. I have to. Hello. Good for. I think if you do it discreetly, I don't think it's. I think it can be done. You probably will need. But I think a generic picture of the crowd will be the thing. Right. There is a big crowd. Okay, very, very nice. Okay, good. Okay, I'm on the line. Okay. That's Lachabai Chkach. My sister, the Rebbe Finkel, is here for a... She was here for Shabbos, but also she's speaking now, so I have to arrange something else. Okay. So he says, so people ask us, okay, smarty Alec, so what is it? If God is not physical and he's not intelligent, what is it? Nashalus, so we'll reply. Can you describe me what is neshama? So we have something that we can touch base with and say it is similar to that. We have a neshama, we're aware of a person, his whole entire personality and everything with it, but we don't have a clue as to how to describe its substance. It is. That's all we can say. So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loyana v'choy means we don't have any tool for seeing it. And it's not, you know, for understanding it. The mind, on a mental, on a cognitive level, there are senses. And I can process certain things, but that I have models for, and I can say this is like this and this is like this. A computer is a type of thinking process. This is a type of this, type of that. But there are things that I don't have any model and can't have a model for it, so I don't have it. I mean, you know, part of recognizing one's limitations is it's like imagine somebody who's blind and he's an astute person. He understands the world has something called colors. And he can, to some degree, work with it. And by people telling him, you know, red is a very, very harsh color, and you don't paint like a soft place red, and this and that. So he gets a sense, and he can talk about it. He could even make a mashal about it, like a red would be like a drum beat. So it's a good mashal. It gives him useful information. He can be right about certain things he says, but he actually doesn't sense it even with his mind. He doesn't quite sense it. That's what it is. Our mind is limited, and it does not have any sense to sensing the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, really, you can learn all these things from his names. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shem Etzem is Havaya. L'lamed kizeu atzmusay. Avol. Seichel ein zavaya bovad. These are people that have moved far away from Emes. And yet, you know, they feel very proud of themselves. They feel as if they're philosophizing about God, so on and so forth. And they're wrong. The truth is, so I guess in that sense, the core difference between Kabbalah's approach, I guess, and the approach of the philosophers was, can we force the type of question, is it this or is it this? But philosophy works extremely well by saying, I am presenting you all the possibilities. It's got to be one or the other. And therefore, if we eliminate everything but one, it's that one. If not, it could be this or that. So philosophy, always for it to work well, requires that the statement, it's either this, this, or this, be absolutely correct. So I could say that something is either, let's say I know the four states of matter. So it can either be a solid, it can be a fluid, a liquid, it could be a gas, it could be energy. There's nothing else. And therefore, what is it? But when we discover something else, then that throws everything out. And also, very rarely can we be confident that we know all possibilities. And that's why, the first thing we need to make sure is we have all possibilities, and then we can try to eliminate and find which one it is. When you talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially in these type of things, that exercise is meaningless, because everything within the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu did give us the abilities and the relevant abilities. So when I say something has to live either in Africa or in Asia or North America, South America, one of those continents, that's all there is, then it's reasonable that we should be able to make those statements. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mind and seichel. Once we've explored everything, we can make those hakiras. But when we start talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that we suppose that the only type of things that exist in the world are either physical or mental? There may be more. We don't know of any, but when you're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, you need to consider every possibility, and you haven't. So that the whole approach, Kabbalah, we try to use Mashalim, but the idea that we can use mental exercise to box a Kadosh Baruch Hu into, well, it's got to be either this or that. And I remember when we were kids, they used to play this mind game. And would you rather be, imagine you were downed in Africa someplace, and they gave you the choice of either being fried alive in oil or skinned to death as that. And you'd say, it's horrible. No, but you got to choose. They gave you a choice. You got to choose. And, you know, we weren't old enough to realize we don't have to choose. We're sitting in New York, and we haven't been down in Africa. And, you know, then the guy would really say, but you got to choose. Which would you rather? You know, presenting, it's got to be either A or not A, requires that you've exhausted everything, and there's no B or C. That's the... Okay.
It helps in chinuch sometimes.
Yeah.
Would you like to eat your dinner or go to bed now?
Right. That's when you give the... But at some point, the kid gets old enough to understand that that's Lav Dafka, so... Okay, good, I have to go. Listen, the next 2 weeks, I'm not going to be home for Shabbos. We won't be able to learn much of Shabbos. I'm going to the Torah Masorah Convention next week, and then the week after is Bez Hashem in Seattle. So, Pashtus, it'll be the Shabbos after Shavuos, that I'll be around.
Okay.
Okay, good fach.
Very good, goodbye.
Take care.